I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Jared Goff at 10:30. Dan Campbell had some interesting things to say about Jared Goff, and we'll see what Jared thinks of the head coach's opinion of Jared. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Robert in Detroit. You're on 97.1. What's up, Robert?
Yes, how are you doing today, sir?
Well, okay. How are you, sir?
I'm good. This is my first time on your show.
Thanks for coming.
I really enjoy the information that you guys offer. And I have a big problem with people not taking on responsibility, full responsibility for their action. And this man here, Mr. Campbell, I wish that, and I'm hoping that he's listening to this. There was a situation in that game Sunday, two times, when the Lions was up 24-14. They got the ball in the middle of the field. Now, I stepped out of the room for a second. I came back. They had the ball back, and it was like in the middle of the field. So I assumed they had gotten a turnover or something. Anyway, they went three passes straight, and they did not – three and out. Kick the ball down, anyway, they get the ball back again with the same score. Then they try to run the ball from down at the 5 or 10 yard line. Now, when they was doing that, the three and out with the first three passes when they got that ball in the middle of the field, in my mind, I've been prepared that you guys are about to come and try to hit a lick off the rip because you got a turnover. I saw that coming as a defensive player. But you turned around and you did it two more times in a row.
What did they – hold on, Robert, you lost me. They tried to do what?
Okay, this is what they did. When they got the ball back, it was 24-10. I can't remember because I got up and used the bathroom. I don't know if they got the ball back on the turnover in the middle of the field. My point being made is that they got the ball back with 24-14,
I think.
They threw the ball three times in a row. Instead of controlling the ball, run a time out, get the ball down the field, try to get you another field goal or something, and take the lead up to maybe two. At least that would be like a 3-point lead. I mean, 2 score lead now, right?
Robert, we need you to conclude here. We're going to run out of time. Your conclusion is what?
My conclusion is his management of his game is terrible.
All right. Thank you.
What he's talking about is Lions went up 24-14 with a touchdown, and then the Vikings fumbled. Lions get the ball back. They're at their 42-yard line.
It's third quarter still, right?
Yes. These are the plays to end the third quarter. First and 10. Incomplete pass tried deep going to Chark. Second and 10, incomplete pass, throwing it to the right side to Swift. Third and 10, Goff scrambles up the middle to the Lions 45 for a 3-yard.
That was the weird slide.
So
they came out after the turnover, up 14, and were rather aggressive.
They were aggressive, certainly, the first play because they were going deep to Chark.
And he said, why didn't they try and run it, get into field goal range, and add points? I think they were still trying to add points.
Yeah, they were definitely trying to add points.
That was a pretty aggressive series. I mean, they were going for a bit of a kill shot.
This is classic damned if you do, damned if you don't. This is, you can't win. When you have a series and you go three and out, people will say, well, why'd you do this? Well, I mean, if they had run three straight times and punted, we'd get calls saying, well, why did you run three? You can't win. Yeah. I mean, do you want to see an equitable mix of some kind? Do you need to run three times? Do you need to pass three times?
Correct me if I'm wrong. At that point, had DeAndre Swift been taken out of the game.
No, because they threw a pass to him on the second play.
Okay, all right, gotcha. I mean, we know he was banged up. I will tell you this. I've second-guessed and questioned a lot of what they did. And first-guessed some of what they did. That series was not one of them. Coming out throwing after they got the fumble late third quarter, up two scores.
Now, the only issue I had with that series, and it's the issue I talked about yesterday, is there's no attempt to drain the clock. They got the ball back with 48 seconds.
Campbell addressed that, and I want to ask Jared about it.
Yeah.
Because I hear this from coaches, and it's hard for me to grasp. But they all say, I've heard Lloyd Carr say it, I've heard Rich Rodriguez say it, I've heard Dan Campbell now say it, and because I remember instances where these kind of things have come back and haunted them, and they say standing in the huddle or standing at the line of scrimmage, letting the clock tick down, takes an offense out of the rhythm. And I guess I'm hoping Jared can provide a little insight, because it seems to me like it's not that hard to stand in a huddle for an extra 15 seconds.
Yeah.
But I've heard multiple coaches say it. Doing that takes you out of a rhythm, kind of throws you off. When you're still trying to get, when it's still important to get first downs, you don't want to do that, it seems. But we'll ask Jared about it specifically. Feedback coming in here. Jerry writes in, guys, the Vikings are a solid team off an embarrassing loss, and we played them on the road. I'm actually encouraged by the close loss. Unnamed texter, when you blow a fourth quarter lead, it's costly because injuries could affect your next game, so you need to win every chance you get. Josiah in Lake Orion says, do you guys really believe that Dan isn't the guy anymore? Two games in, I feel like we should have just a little more patience. This is not same old Lions. I'm not saying Dan's not the guy.
I'm not saying that either. I think we should have a lot more patience.
I think it would be way premature to say that. Jim says, when will the Lions actually, quote, clean up the errors? They've been cleaning up errors for 60 years now. It's from Jim. Dan Campbell hasn't. Like, Jim, I understand your frustration, but this organization, this iteration of the Lions has not been cleaning up errors for 60 years. They've been trying to clean up errors for a year and a half, and they weren't even really trying last year, let's face it.
No, but they're trying to rebuild the culture.
Yeah. 97-1, the ticket.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.